On this episode, we're going to talk about how to reach your ideal clients on social media, and we're bringing on the big guns. Shivani Peterson is on the show today to show you how she's done this in a very short period of time and how she's getting a shitload of her deals all from social.
The Massive Agent Podcast with lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Massive Agent Podcast, episode 271. One hell of a show today, as usual. We have Shivani Peterson on the show, Shiv Peter from Instagram, if you know her. But she is quickly becoming one of the top influencers in the real estate and mortgage game. And once you see her videos, you can see why. She does a ton of business. She's the number one, she's the top producer, or has been for a couple of years, actually, at AWM, her mortgage company. She is a public speaker and the creator of the Mind Over Markets course that is coming out. She'll talk about what that is here in the show. But she is one of the better video creators in our entire industry. And what's really cool when you watch her, she's not afraid to swear. She's not afraid to be herself. She's not afraid to do things and say things in her own way that you don't see a lot of other people doing. And you can tell she's just being herself. And spoiler alert, that's kind of the key to reaching your ideal clients. But there's more to it than that. So Shivani's on the show today talking about where to start, what to do to really hone in on who your audience actually is, how to know if you're speaking to the right people, are they listening, all of that stuff. So if you feel like your social media just hasn't been connecting, whatever you've been putting out on social just isn't connecting with the people you want it to, this is the show for you today. So I'm glad you're here. Before we jump into that with Shivani, I need to mention our good friends over at Follow Up Boss. Most agents struggle because they just let so much shit fall through the cracks, if we're being honest. I know when I was struggling, there were just so many little things that I thought were little things that when they would fall through the cracks or I just wouldn't do them, I think, oh, it's just one of those little things. But they all add up. They seem insignificant, but they add up. So that lead that you got 4 months ago, you know, stopped getting followed up with because they fell off your drip campaign, that's a problem. They might have bought a house a year from now. Who the hell knows? You can't remember the listing presentation you did 6 weeks ago. You can't remember the names of the sellers you met with at your open house last week. And you certainly aren't connecting with them or sending them anything. And you have no idea how many contacts that it takes you to get a closing. So you don't know how many new people you even have to talk to on a regular basis. You need Follow Up Boss, the CRM and growth platform used by all of the highest selling, top producing teams, agents, brokerages in the entire country. And because you're a listener of the Massive Agent Podcast, they're going to give you a 30-day free trial. And what's even cooler than that, they don't even ask for your credit card. They don't ask for your card at all. They're that confident. They just want you to use their platform for free for 30 days. No strings attached whatsoever. Just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. To start your trial and see for yourself why the vast majority of the highest selling agents and teams all use Follow Up Boss. And make sure you're at the same time, while you're upgrading your systems, you need to stay ahead of the market. You need to stay ahead of all the changes in inflation and what inflation is causing to happen with interest rates up, down. Is inventory going up and down? What the hell does that mean? And more importantly, how do you explain that to your clients? How do you explain that to your audience, your network? Because you understanding it, that's great. But if you want to get hired, you need to get other people educated. You need to advise others on what to do in this crazy market. When there's so much change happening, I know we as professionals feel, you know, we get overwhelmed, we get confused sometimes. Imagine how the non-real estate pros feel. Imagine how the average person feels, the average homeowner, the average renter. How do they feel? Well, if you can master communicating what's happening to them in a way that they'll actually understand, you will get yourself a shitload more business and a ton more referrals. So you need KCM. You need Keeping Current Matters. Get a free trial of KCM today by going to trykcm.com/bam. And you're going to find out pretty quick that once you're able to connect with your ideal audience, you'll be able to get a lot more business. Trykcm.com/bam. Let's jump into our conversation with Shivani Peterson right now on how to reach your ideal clients on social media. She is a master, and she's about to share with us how she did it. What's up, guys? I'm here with Shivani Peterson, who is absolutely crushing it with actual mortgage closings, but on social media. She's building a big brand for herself, a big name for herself, and how she's done it, I think, is super interesting. And I wanted to hear from her how she was able to focus on the audience that she has and speak to them in a way that grows her business, because ultimately that's the point. So Shivani, welcome to the Massive Agent Podcast. How the hell are you today?
I'm good, thanks. I've been asking to come on for a long time, so I'm really happy to finally be here.
Very persistent, yes. Yes, not really, but enough. Yeah, it only took, what did you ask, twice? The second time I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I mean, we were part of the same mastermind, sitting at the same table, listening to Billie Jean make his Trump and Biden jokes. So
it would have been really awkward for you to say no right then.
Right. The ice was broken. So you're in. Here we go. But no, I've been admiring what you're doing on social. And when I saw you speak at Neil's Forward event last July, it was impressive. So I only knew, I've seen you on social. I knew you as Neil and Arjun's sister, but I didn't. And I knew that you were crushing it loan-wise. I knew that you were the top producer at your not brokerage, at your company.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, she knows her shit. And then I start seeing your videos. I'm like, this is amazing. So, you know, how did all that start? You know, were you doing a bunch of loans before you started really nailing social media?
No. So social media was transformative in my business because it's not just like the actual creation of the videos and using social media. It's the thought process that I put behind like what my mission was going to be, what my marketing platform was going to be. And when I fine tuned all of that, sure, it made great videos, but it also like exploded my business because I was much more intentional on what I was doing.
Interesting.
I see a lot of people like start creating content and there's no wrong way to start, right? Just do it because there's benefits of it. But yes. I see a lot of people start creating the content and then figuring out their business after. And to me, that didn't make sense because I was like, if I don't have this figured out before, then what the fuck am I going to do when the lead calls? You know?
Right.
So I figured it out before and then started putting it out. Not to say that who I showed up as on videos and on social media didn't evolve, because it totally has. But
right.
I got really specific first about like who I was talking to, why I was talking to them, and what my goal was for them before I started creating anything. And then that like translates, right? Not just to the videos you create, but the conversations you start having with people in real life.
Right. I mean, because if you're having conversations with the right people that are meant to be working with you, yeah. Did you find yourself selling yourself a lot less? Like you're having to convince people to work with you a lot less?
Oh yeah, totally. That's what like inspired everything that I do now, is that once I started doing this and figuring out my message really clearly, I didn't feel like I was asking for people's business anymore. I felt like they were asking to work with me.
Right. Right. That's so awesome. So you were doing business, you were making a living, and then social media was just gas on the fire. So you had your business humming along a little bit, or were you struggling before social?
So I did okay. I've been in lending 10 years now, just over. And my first few years, I did okay. Like I was a top producer back then too. But the market made me, I was an order taker. I was just good at showing up and like answering the phone and getting enough loans done that way. And also like I would do the numbers games of calling the 75 agents a week and buying Zillow leads and calling those ones. And it sucks. It sucks so bad. But if you do it, it works. There's no denying it. It works. But then I had kids and like, I didn't do it. I didn't keep up with my numbers after my first two boys. I didn't keep up with my calls. I stopped doing like networking because it's mind numbing to buy realtors like coffee and then lunch and then happy hour and then a networking event after work. And then they still treat you like, you know, a doormat. So I didn't have as much energy to do that after I had kids. So I wasn't doing very well. I was doing like 3 or 5 loans a month before I had this like epiphany that I was going to start doing video.
So let's talk about the whole realtor taking them out for coffee thing. I mean, you're so right. I remember so I've been an agent for 12 years. I remember the first 2 years.
How many lenders have you made want to kill themselves over that time?
Well, I that's an answer I don't really want to know, Shivani. no, but my mentor, he was one of those agents who trained me that, like, whoever will pay you, like, just, like, if they'll take you to go golfing, go. Like, you know, like, yes. Go take all you can. Like, have this person say you want $2,000 a month for Zillow leads, and then go to that person and say you want $3,000.
I didn't think that you needed a mentor to tell you that. I thought they taught you guys that in real estate school, like how to use and abuse lenders.
It probably feels like that, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but that's how my mentor operated, and I know that he was taught that or saw that somewhere. So, I mean, that's fucked. So that's a real thing. But it's cool that you thought that you had to play that game, and then you realized, holy shit, there's a better way. When did you come to that realization? Like, was it like one moment, or was it like a gradual thing? Like, when did you finally settle into the game you're playing now?
So Rocket Mortgage launched that like online app, Quicken did, you know, and they were going to like automate the whole mortgage process. And like, you fill out the application online, you'll get approved online. You never need to talk to a human. And I was like, well, shit. And this is before, like, now we're going through this again with ChatGPT and AI and like, how are we going to get replaced? But back then I was thinking like, this will all get like computerized and you won't need a loan officer to get you a loan. So in the meantime, the only thing I've got going for me is relationships with people. Like, how much value can I give them so that they want to use me instead of doing it all online? So like, that was my like pivotal moment, was I've got to figure out a way to create more relationships with more people and to go directly to the consumer so that I have the leads to pass out to realtors and they can buy me overpriced coffees.
Yes, exactly. See, that's it. And I love that you figured that out and know that. And it's kind of common sense, but most loan officers are just like, you know, must take realtors to coffee. When you just take control of the client, like if you're the one getting the leads, if you're the one talking to the consumer, and then you can reach out to the agent, and instead of offering coffee, you're offering a client or a buyer, you can attract any agent in town.
Like, yes.
What agent wouldn't say yes to that? So now you have the control and that's the ticket, but you know, 99 out of 100 LOs won't ever do that. You have. Well,
it's hard. Like, it's not like it's easy that you figure out this messaging and then you build a brand and then you consistently show up as that brand all, like, you can't never stop.
Right. That's true. What has been the hardest part for you since, you know, playing the game that you're doing now with social media content, speaking to your audience that you've chosen the way you want to speak to them, being, you know, authentically you? What's been the hardest part of that?
I think you got to stay inspired. So, like, I don't want to show up online with the same script. I don't want to show up online and say like some canned content. Like, I always want to be sharing something that I think, like, as I'm delivering the video, you can feel that I'm like enthused about what I'm saying. Like, you think that my shit doesn't stink as I'm saying it, because you can tell I feel like that. Like, I've just thought of the best thing since sliced bread. I'm so fucking excited to tell you guys about it. It's hard to stay that level of inspired all the time. Right. But you know, through like being a part of the mastermind and then surrounding yourself with people who are thinking bigger, that helps a ton. Because whenever you surround yourself with small thinkers, you start thinking small and shitty. So this happens in your feed. Like, it's not just like who you surround yourself with. If you only consume, like, I'm in Reno, Nevada. If I only see Reno real estate content creators, like, I'll get real uninspired quick. Like, if I'm only seeing the other loan officers and realtors in my market, it messes with my messaging because I'm not talking to them. I want to talk to and have a pulse on what other people are talking about outside of real estate and then reel them into real estate.
Ooh, yes. I love that. And you're so right. Like, it's so cliche, but it's so true. You become just like the five people you spend the most time with, for better or worse.
And the content you consume.
Yes. And I'm glad that you went there, because I don't, you know, that's so true, but most of us just kind of keep it separate. Like, what we see on our phones is somehow separate from real life. It's the same shit.
You know, yes.
Garbage in, garbage out. If it's a bunch of negative bullshit, political crap, and, you know, oh, business is so hard, the market's so hard, guess what you're going to start thinking when that's all you see?
Exactly. You don't think, like you said, right? A bunch of realtors and loan officers don't want to do this. They don't want to start creating the content. A lot of times when I talk to them, they're like, well, everybody's already saying that. I'm like, but you, when you show up online, you're not there to talk to every other realtor in this market. You're there to talk to anybody but them. So you don't have to worry about how they're doing it and get out of your head about how they're doing it, because that's not who you're talking to. Yeah. I think that's the single biggest roadblock for a lot of people to start creating content is what their competition is or isn't doing. And then they need to just remember that's not who they're creating content for.
Right. And branch out past real estate. Like, some of my best ideas that I've ever had for business or for content have come from like a fitness coach or an entrepreneur or a, like whatever. But get outside of real estate, for God's sakes. There's so many great content creators and great business people and great entrepreneurs in other spaces, like restaurant owners. Like, a food truck may have a ridiculously awesome video strategy that you can get ideas from. But if you're just so tunnel vision on Reno or real estate in general, like, branch out, you know?
For sure. You'll get way more inspired.
Absolutely. So what else have you done to, because you do fantastic videos. How did you get to that point? Like, was it just a bunch of shitty ones until eventually you got good? Or did you like hire a coach? Did you go to certain trainings? Did you watch or consume certain content? How did you get your content to be so good?
I think so. It definitely wasn't good in the beginning. If you scroll to the bottom of my Instagram, it's garbage. But it's not garbage because at least I started doing it and started learning, because that's how I learned, was I just kept creating more content. But as you do something more and more, right, whatever it is, whether it's like riding a bike, creating content, or real estate, whatever you, if as you do more of it, you find your own style in doing it. And you find a way that, more importantly than resonating with other people and getting lots of views and followers, you start finding a way that feels authentic to you, that you don't feel like slimy when you stand in front of the camera and talk that way. And so when I found that, when I found the way that I felt like you could see that I was stoked about what I was saying, or I was really passionate about it, and whether you agree or disagree, I'm going to say it. Yeah. Then I think my content got a lot better because I found my voice.
That is it. It's not the first time I've heard that either. Trevor York told me the same thing. I think he told me when he started wearing his hat in his videos, he just started feeling like himself and it just started to click. You know, it's a similar concept. When you can just be you, you start to attract the right people.
And I thought, like, people would ask me, and that helped me a lot with, like, finding clarity on what I had done, is when I started teaching other people how to do it. Because then I had to really work through my thought process and think, like, why did I start doing it this way? Why do I speak this way? What, like, every little thing, why is it that way? Because in order to teach someone that, you have to have the answer when they say, well, why? So that helped me realize a lot of it had to do with just learning to own my authority.
Ooh. So as you are learning to be just authentically you, what's the downside to that? Have you found yourself repelling certain people? Have you found certain people that just don't like this authentic you? And how did you deal with that?
No, I haven't had a downside. Like, I got bullied hardcore in school, so I have thick skin. So nice. It's fine. I can handle the trolls on social media. I don't care if people, like, my friends make fun of me when they're like, oh, are you going to shoot some content now? Or, like, if I take my phone out to take a picture, they're like, oh, I don't want to be on your Instagram. Or anything like that. Like, I don't care. Yeah. This works. I have no shame in my game and I'm proud of it. So I don't think that there's been a downside at all. And once I started showing up really authentically is when I started being able to reach more people.
I love that. So how much of your business is coming from social media these days?
I think about 50%.
Okay. And the other 50 just from relationships locally with agents?
Yeah, I have I have a good crew of agents who, like, we have a ride or die relationship.
Nice.
And so I get a lot of business from them.
Awesome. So when you are scrolling your feed and you see other real estate pros, what are you seeing that just makes you cringe? What are they doing wrong? You know, help us help the people. You know, what do you see that you're just like, don't do that? What are some of those things?
Well, I hate, like, saying this because a lot of people don't get on social media because they're scared of being the person that we're about to talk about right now. They don't want to be criticized. But it's not – you're not asking me this question coming from a mean place, and I'm not going to answer coming from a mean place. It's just I hate feeling embarrassed for other people. Isn't that the worst feeling, is, like, you watch someone and, like you said, it's like cringe. You're like, God, I'd rather be embarrassed for myself than embarrassed for you right now. This is terrible. Yes. And it is, because they do things that are not authentic to themselves. Like, don't feel bad if you've done this. Like, you know,
I've done
it. You knew when you were shooting that video that it wasn't you. And that's why it's making people cringe, because you seem uncomfortable doing it, and I'm uncomfortable watching it.
Right. Right. How do you get through that?
I think it's when people start doing this for the wrong reason. Like, I was doing videos for a whole year before I had one person directly say, like, I'm calling because of your Instagram, or I found you on social media, or I saw your Facebook ad. Like, that, it was a whole year before a single person reached out. But in that year, my numbers tripled. So even though I couldn't directly relate it to anything, I felt like it was the confidence I gained from constantly researching and thinking about content ideas, because then when I had real life conversations, I had better things to talk about because I was constantly keeping a pulse on the market and what I was going to shoot my next video about, and then, or write my next newsletter, because I do a lot of written content too, because I really like writing. So that helped a ton. And then I feel like when people would give, you know, because they tell you guys to give three lenders' names, it's so irritating. Like, your client could have Googled without, like, that is not providing your client any level of service to say, I'm more concerned with covering my own ass and making sure I still get coffee, golf, and wine, or whatever the third lender's giving you. That's what you're telling the client, more than, I have put some time and careful thought into this. I'm trying to provide you with the easiest experience where I do as much work for you as possible. This is who I think the best lender is for you. Not telling you to not have a couple on deck, but don't give your client three names, because that's not helpful. But when realtors did do that, then the client would Google all three of us, but I would be the only one who'd show up, I think, because of my videos.
Mm.
So then I think that, like, helped my numbers more than something I could track as direct leads from social media, was just increased influence from putting out content on social media.
Nice. The perceived influence, the perceived credibility, just the fact that you're there.
Yes. I mean,
that's real. That's real shit. Like, the numbers behind the videos don't matter. It's, you know, you look like you are a professional creating content, looks good, and people are like, oh, cool. Like, she must be an actual professional. Like, that's real shit. So I'm glad you mentioned that. I do remember one CE class in particular where the president of our local board was telling everyone that you must give three lender names because it's too much liability if you were to put your, to, what did he say? If you were to commit too hard to one, you're risking your license or some bullshit. Well, I'll tell you what, my lender partner is the best, and I work with him, my family works with him, and that's who I send people to. Like, why?
You have a ride or die relationship with them.
Yeah. Yeah. It grew into that, you know, because I used to give three names, but then the client's like, what the fuck? I asked you for, like, the best lender, and you're telling me to, like, call all these people. It's just weird.
You're just giving me more work when I asked you for help.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Anyways. So how long have you been doing video for? Like, year and a half, 2 years?
2017 is when we started.
Oh shit. 5 years? No, 6 years.
Yeah.
Ish. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. What is working today? You know, just hearing do video for people who really aren't creating content, or they're only posting shit that they want people to see, hearing do video, they're just like, oh, I am doing video. But what's actually working? What should realtors and loan officers be doing in 2023 to actually build credibility and to help people?
So I think in 2023, the biggest problem with society, so this is beyond real estate, is a lack of trust. Like, the level of distrust in this country. We don't trust doctors. We don't trust the media. We don't trust public figures. We don't trust anybody. Nobody right. trusts anybody anymore. So anytime I create content, my only goal is to earn trust. I want to show you who I really am so that when you reach out to me, you feel like you already know me and you feel comfortable. And then two, I'm going to show completely transparent, give completely, like, unfiltered advice and tips and hacks and whatever strategies I'm finding works, and they may change. And I'm not scared if someone says to me, well, that's different than what you said last month. And I'll say, well, the market's different this month than it was last month. I'm constantly just going to be real with you, because I think there's never been a time when it's been more important to be real with people.
That's solid. So how do you do that? Like, what are, when you're sitting down and you're like, it's time to do some video, time to create some content, how do you get that point across? How do you accomplish that?
I have an easy cheat in that, like, I personally invest in real estate. So, like, I drink the Kool-Aid that I sell. So when I see the headlines that have come out about mortgages and the housing market and real estate this week, I think, what does this mean to me, someone who's trying to buy real estate? Like, what do I take from this? How should I adjust my strategy based on this information? And then I spit that out in the form of content, like relay that back to people as, okay, this headline came out. This is what you would do with the information. Or the market has shifted in this way. Who cares what the interest rate is now? This is what it means for you personally. Constantly make it that you're taking whatever information you want to share, whatever strategy it is, whatever hot topic it is, whatever answer the public is telling you people are asking right now, and then spin it and speak to somebody on what they should do with that information.
That is brilliant. So you know how to speak to your audience because you are your audience.
Yes.
Yeah.
You actually just put that into words for me. I've never thought about that like that. Like, even if I think of my avatar client who I talk about on every interview or every stage, it's me.
Right.
I didn't think of that.
And it makes it so much more simple, right? Like, I remember when I was not doing well as an agent, I was trying to be someone I wasn't. I was trying to speak up to people that were like, they're selling their third house and like, I'm over here renting. When I just learned to turn around and speak to the people that were a step or two behind me, it started to click because I could speak their language.
Even the people on your level, right?
Yes.
Like, this is how I opened my forward speech, right? Is, you guys got to be wondering, how the fuck did this girl get on stage? Like, who are you? Why do we care? Why are you sharing a stage with Gary Vee? And I said, because like, I might be at the same place as you and we can learn from each other. I might be one step ahead of you or a couple steps behind you, but we're in the same playing field. We can learn from each other. And I think that when I got comfortable owning my authority, I felt good and safe and comfortable talking to people a couple steps behind me, on my level, a couple steps ahead of me, because there's nothing wrong with learning from people. Doesn't mean you're dumb. Doesn't mean you're not the best person to sell them a house or provide their financing if they can also teach you something.
Agreed. Yeah, you're 1,000% right. So Shivani, what is next for you? What's, you've kind of blown up on social. You're certainly one of the highest producing LOs in your market. You're one, I assume, one of the most well-known in your entire market. And that's growing outside of just Reno, Nevada, obviously. What's next? Do you have plans, building anything, doing anything?
Yeah. So in 2020, when the business exploded, right? Like, I built this platform with marketing and then market conditions aligned and it all came together and it was magical.
Yeah.
I also realized that there was like a psychology component to what I was doing. Like,
yes.
I always have loved one-on-one conversations with people and like diving deep into what makes them tick, what motivates them to make decisions, what gets them off the fence. So I was like, I'm going to go to school for this. I'm going to get a master's degree in marriage and family therapy because people fight about money in my office all the time, or they have roadblocks in their head about money and the way they were raised and the way it was viewed or how they interact or how they believe other people interact with money. I was like, there's so much psychology to all this. Like, I will be better equipped to do mortgages if I could know more about that, about what makes the mind work. And so I've been doing that for the last 2 years at a snail's pace because then the market explodes, right, as I'm starting grad school and there's no time to be doing all these classes. And then I had a surprise baby. So I'm slowly getting my master's in marriage and family therapy, but not to be a therapist, but to be like a mortgage therapist.
Nice.
Well, as all this is coming together, this like research from experience and then research in school, I was like, I could teach a course to help people learn how to sell someone anything, like a course on the psychology of sales. And so I just finished building that course out. It's called Mind Over Markets. And I'm going to launch it coming up in the next month so nice. That any entrepreneur can buy it and learn how to unlock trust, learn how to own your authority, learn how to show up authentically online.
Oh, hell yeah. So we'll definitely link to that. Let us know when it goes public and I'll promote the shit out of it for you. I think that's awesome.
Thanks, Justin.
Of course. Before we wrap it up, before we give you a chance to let everyone know where to connect with you, where to learn from you and find out more about you and what you're doing, and if they're in Reno, for God's sakes, they need to be working with you. In Nevada in general, right? Not just Reno, right?
Yep.
Where are you licensed? Like, it's so different for loan officers, but where can you do loans?
I'm licensed in Nevada and California.
Okay, cool. Nice. So there you go. Nevada and California. You just found your new LO. before we do that, we need to do the rapid fire questions. So, because squirrels distract me easily, and we need to do the rapid fires before I get yelled at by the audience, like last time I forgot. So, either or questions, you can elaborate if you want to, or we just blow right through the fuckers and be done.
Okay.
But first one, Facebook or Instagram?
Instagram.
Ah, Instagram or TikTok?
TikTok. TikTok, really? I get on TikTok and I will get sucked in, lose hours of my life. I have to set an alarm on my phone for only 30 minutes anytime I open that app. And I leave TikTok feeling good. Like, I never feel shitty. Sometimes I feel shitty when I get off Facebook or Instagram. When I get off TikTok, I feel entertained and happy.
Interesting. You know, I've heard a lot of people shit on TikTok and just they get into this negative, like, doom scroll thing. I haven't experienced that on TikTok. I'm usually laughing the whole time I'm on
TikTok. TikTok has a better algorithm. They figure you out better. So the people who are upset are watching shit. And so that's reflecting that they have something shitty happening in their brain. Because the TikTok algorithm will figure out way better than Instagram will. So it's only showing you what you are.
Ooh, that's fantastic. I think you're right. Okay, so TikTok or YouTube?
TikTok.
All right, so TikTok it is. Books or podcasts?
Books. I love to read.
Nice. Do you read in the mornings? Do you read at night? Is it like a regular thing?
If it's a good book, I will read when my children are running around me screaming. And my husband's like, fuck, Shivani.
And you can keep your train of thought?
Huh?
You can keep your train of thought?
Oh, yeah. I can get hyper-focused. And I've been doing this since I was little. Like, Arjun and Neil would be running around breaking shit. My parents would be trying to get us ready for school. And I'd just be eating my cereal, looking at the back of the cereal box. Like, nothing else is happening.
That's fantastic. Man, you're like a ninja. Podcasts or audiobooks?
Podcasts. But I have to be honest, I don't really listen to either.
Okay, fair enough. Rental property or flipping?
Rental property, because I've never done flipping.
Yeah, cash flow. Love it. Burgers or pizza?
Pizza, because I'm a Hindu, I don't eat beef.
Okay. New York or LA?
I've spent a lot more time in LA, but New York has this appeal. It seems magical.
It's the energy, right? Like, it's just, I don't know, it's buzzing in New York.
Yes, buzzing. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. And plus, you've seen it in every movie you've ever watched since you were a baby. There's New York. So, yeah, I love New York. Mountains or beach?
Well, I grew up in the mountains, but the beach is amazing with kids. Like, you can take your kids to the beach, and they have endless hours of fun just, like, running into a wave. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Seeing your kids' joy at the beach is priceless.
So did you grow up in Reno?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've lived here my whole life. I've never left. It's pathetic.
That's all right. Well, you own Reno now. So, I mean, why would you leave your city? Podcasts or vlogs?
Podcasts.
You're indifferent on both. That's awesome. YouTube or Facebook Live?
Also indifferent. Don't watch much of either.
Fair enough. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or Millionaire Real Estate Agent?
I haven't read either one.
You haven't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Wow, that's crazy. Okay. Uber or Lyft?
Don't care. Whoever's going to show up the fastest.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I used to say Lyft because you'd get Delta Sky Miles when you're going to and from the airport. But then Lyft doesn't fucking show up anymore. So now I go to Uber and get Marriott points. So it's all good.
I didn't know you get Marriott points with Uber.
Yeah. You just got to go connect them in your settings or something. Yeah, you get Bonvoy points.
Oh, we have Marriott status. I want those points.
Yes, you do. Love Marriott status. All the sweet upgrades I've had at Marriott's from, yeah, fuck yeah. Last one, Gary Vee or Grant Cardone?
Gary Vee.
It's got to be Gary Vee.
Yes, all day.
So you spent a fair amount of time with him last summer at Forward, didn't you? Or
I mean, 3 minutes where he looked me in the eye and talked to me. So yeah, it was eternity.
That's pretty cool. Well, what'd you guys talk about?
Well, I was just telling him, like, I'm so grateful for the way that you've, like, changed content, for everything you've done for my brothers. Like, you have created an inspiration within our family alone that's changed the game for all of us. And he's just, like, talks to you like a normal person. Just sits there, 50 people with their videographers all, like, zoom in on him like vultures. And he's just calm, talking to you authentically, like he's not a big deal. And he is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a special guy. Like, I don't know. He's a special guy.
Yeah, the way he sees people.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was that busy and had that many things going at once if I could slow down and see people like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've met him a few times. I think the longest I talked to him was 20 seconds. but it feels like he's present every single time.
Yes. And I think, like, of all my goals in life, I will know I've made it when I can be present in any given moment where I'm not worried about all the places I'm not, but I can just be where I am. Then I will have arrived. So that's probably what it is about him that's so captivating.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, it's wild. And it is admirable, too, because if you can make the people that you are speaking to feel like you are in the conversation and you are genuinely interested in what they have to say, that's a big, like,
you can't give someone a important greater gift.
Exactly. Yeah. Very cool. So, okay, so our little love fest for Gary Vee aside, that's cool, though. But where can everyone find you? Where can they learn from you, see what you're doing, copy all your good shit, learn about your course that's coming out?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at Shiv Peter, and I always keep links to everything else that I'm doing right there in my bio.
Nice, nice. Well, Shivani, I just want to applaud you and congratulate you because, you know, it probably, I'm sure this happens to you, you get compared to your brothers, but you by yourself you're a badass creator, you're a producer, you just kick ass. So I think it's really freaking cool that all three siblings have built your own identities, your own audiences, your own tribes in your own way, and all from one family. What the fuck? Like, what do you guys talk about over dinner when you guys were growing up? Like, it's amazing.
Well, I will say our spouses get annoyed when, like, on Christmas or Thanksgiving when we all talk about work. But lately, our dad's not doing well, so all we talk about is our dad, and everybody else will ask us, like, hey, did you talk to Neil about how our team needs an LOA? I'm like, I talk to him every day, but I haven't talked to him about that.
Yeah, because you all work together within the same company too, right?
Yeah, and so, like, we'll get in fights with each other. We got in a huge fight over the vaccine. People had different opinions. I was having a baby, screaming at each other at Sunday dinner, and then the next morning, Neil walks into my office. I was like, I don't want to look at your face, and he's like, you don't have a choice. We have to work together today. Yeah. And I was like, all right, here we go.
That's some grown-up shit. That's cool. Well, you guys are badass, and I love it. I love to see how you've done things your way, especially you, and I want to applaud you for that. It's really freaking cool.
You.
And I know that this podcast will help a lot of people to get out of their own way. So continue leading like you always do. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for finally letting me on.
You're very welcome.
I only had to stalk you in person to San Diego.
Exactly. That's the only reason you went to the mastermind, right? Just to get on the show.
Yes, to get on this podcast. Mission accomplished.
Very well played. Well played. Now we'll have you back.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you enjoy this episode, if you learned something and you know that there's another agent out there or another loan officer out there who would benefit from hearing this, please share it with them. Send them a screenshot of your podcast player just saying, hey, you need to hear this episode. Send a link. Send, you know, post it about it in a Facebook group. Tell your fellow agents about it on your team or within your brokerage. Help us to reach new agents, and we'll keep coming back every single week with a brand new episode. My goal is to reach as many agents in the industry as possible. And, you know, not everyone wants to hear it, but those that do, we want to make sure that they get a chance to hear this content, because when you follow what our guests are doing and you follow the roadmap that we give you and you actually do the work, strangely, weirdly, I mean, who would even have thought that shit starts to change. You actually start to grow. You start to get results. You start to actually move towards your goals. Weird. Well, let's help other agents do that as well. Don't keep it to yourself. Help us to grow our audience, and we'll continue coming back with great episodes every single week. Thank you so much. Have a great one.